Yo, 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 what's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to the Wild That's Crazy podcast. What's going on, people? What's going on?
Happy Sunday fun day, guys.
What up, though?
Okay, before we get started, you know, first of all, I miss this place. And my co-host did a great job. Thank you. I'm so proud of you. That's what I'm going to start with. I'm going to start off with, you did a great job last week.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anytime I'm critiquing or just, you know, giving pointers, that don't mean you ain't do a good job. You did a great job. I want to thank you for everything you did that week. Thank you
You're welcome.
Cassie. Hey, Cassie.
Hey, Mommy. I love you.
Maya, right?
Hey, my little Tootsie. I call her Toots, okay. But her name is Maya.
You call her Toots.
Maya. That's my little Tootsie.
And Taylor. Thank you, Taylor.
Hey, Taylor.
Enjoy this day off, Taylor, because I'm working your ass when you get back.
Oh, Lord, Taylor. I got your back, Taylor.
And, you know, thank you guys. You guys did a great job. I enjoyed the conversation, and you did a dope job.
Of course. You know? Thank you. I mean, for me, I just wanted to make sure, like, I know you're the perfectionist here, and I always, people think that I'm all, like, everything got to be perfect.
Yeah.
I'm the laid back one.
No, I'm the one.
Like, you're like the damn warden. Yeah. So I'm like,
sometimes when I'm texting her, I got to be like, thank you. I appreciate you.
Because you know, if you ask me a certain way, I'm going to be like, excuse me. You
well,
said what? I'm
going to still say it, but yes. I'm going to put some respect on her name. But Taylor, so with her, Taylor and Randy, you know, when I'm texting them, I try to be like, thank you. I'm gracious.
Because
I know, like, I know.
You got to handle them a certain
way. I'm like.
Yes, delicately.
Yeah, because you got to give everybody respect and show them how much you appreciate them.
Yeah.
And I feel everybody do a great job. So I feel like I always got to tell you guys, and I'm always do that no matter how big, small, successful we get. Like, I'm always going to thank the people I'm around.
Of course,
I appreciate it.
And thank you. Like I always say, people always ask me about this podcast, and they always talk to me and ask me what made me discover. I'm like, I was asked to be a part of this greatness that we've created together. So I always give you your props and always say, you're the creator. You know what I'm saying? Because you are. You asked me to be a part of this. I had no inkling, no nothing, nothing, literally. And I'm like, I thought about it like, okay. I'm a private introvert. That means I got to allow people into me. And I'm the total opposite. I like my privacy.
Yeah, I never asked you like about what you was thinking when I asked you that.
I was really thinking like I'm more of a straight shooter. Call it how I see it. I'm not sugarcoating nothing because life hasn't sugarcoated anything for me. So I thought about like, dang, people gonna think I'm mean, gonna think I'm this, gonna think I'm that. And I really don't care what people think about me, but I don't want to put that image of myself being this mean person. So that's what I thought, like, because I can come off sometimes a little bit like, because that's just who I am, you know?
That's why I told you, you tell your story. And then honestly, and you can attest to this, and I'm going to say who you are. But it's one of them things where you don't have the woman like you being presented on social media and TV. Like, they don't glorify the strong, independent woman that don't got problems. Now, we see the ones that's like, oh, man up. I get my own Birkin. I do that. Like, we see that aggressive.
Because I get ratings.
We never see the one that's humble, that's cool, that's passionate, that's caring, that'll hold her dude down, that's supportive. That can have conversations that other people might deem to be, whoa, that's a little off. But that's what men like.
Yeah.
That's the type of woman that keeps the dude.
Yep.
The one that just know how to keep the peace.
Keep so, the man. Not only get the man.
Yeah. Yeah. So
keep that man.
Gotta do
we
that.
We're going to get into that a little later because women need to. I mean, for me, and I thank you for those kind words because it means a lot for you to say that. Like, I don't take, when people compliment me or give me, like, you know, shout out or tell me things about me, I really appreciate that because it's also showing me that I'm doing something good in this world. You know what I'm saying? Because in life, it's so much hate and negativity and so much fakeness that when people really be like, you cool, you down to earth, I'm like, of course. Like, I don't know what people expect from me. Like, I may look, like, I know I'm good looking. It's, shout out to my mom and my kid. I know I'm good looking. Right, shout out to that good DNA. But it's like, it's so much more to me than just my looks.
Yeah.
I'm educated. I'm smart. I can say words, you probably got to go get a dictionary to understand exactly what they are. You know what I'm saying?
On so the T.I. tip.
Yeah,
all
literally.
All
like,
T.I. say.
And I'm just saying because people always like, oh, it's just, I'm just a pretty face. And I'm like, no, or a nice body. Like, it's more to me than that. And I'm a good person. That's why life is giving me those blessings because I believe in putting out to the universe what I want back. So that's all. I just want to help younger women bypass those hurdles that I went through. So it's so much out here in the world that's spewed and put out into the atmosphere that's so fake and disingenuous. So for me, I'm like, on this podcast, I try to talk about who I am as a person, let people know that life ain't gave me no shortcuts because of how I look. Being attractive don't give you a pass in life. Because let me tell you, being attractive gives you all kind of BS, okay? So people always feel like, oh, if a woman look a certain way. But I'm like, I'm a real woman. I'm from Detroit. I grew up in the city.
What? I got a comeback for that.
What do you mean?
Pretty privilege do exist. We ain't about to act like it don't.
Well, when I say don't give me no shortcuts, like I've had heartbreak, disappointments. That's what I mean.
True. Everybody gonna go through that, but we ain't gonna act like you not handled different because of what you look like.
Oh, of course. And why would I not? I'm not gonna deny it. Absolutely.
You're not gonna turn it down.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I also got other things to compensate. That's more valuable.
But
to
I like what you said. I like that you're not a cute mute. You actually got personality.
Absolutely.
And got
I'm a vibe.
Got a perspective.
Yeah. I'm always a vibe. Any room I step into, you gonna feel me and you gonna remember who I am.
Top of the key.
Not by how I, because of how I look, but because my energy gonna step into the room before I do.
Yeah.
That's just who I am.
Okay.
But I want to say salute to you. Thank you. How was your birthday? First of all, like,
good.
Look, we gonna
I'll
talk,
get to
like,
that. We gonna get to that. We gonna get to
yeah.
that.
My boy celebrated his birthday. He ain't called a turn up friend. Nothing.
No, I'm not that nigga. I'm not that guy. But look, so the guy we got today that's talking is our guy Charlie Murphy. Thank you.
Yes.
And we don't call
back
him
again.
A guest. He's family
like
now.
A, yeah.
Welcome, family.
Ooh,
welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you. You're far too kind.
Last time he was here, I was on vacation. So
yeah.
I saw you last
was,
time, but the queen is
saying
yes. I gave him. I told him. I said y'all held it down. I gave you your props through James.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
He was a younger guy in your seat, so I didn't get to meet you then.
Yeah, I mean, you guys really did y'all thing, and I appreciate you for coming back, spending some time with
fun.
Us.
And I told him, like, you know, a lot of people know, like, I talk shit, and I enjoy it.
Come
so. You know, this was cool to me. Like, I enjoyed every second of it, and I liked the dynamic of it. It was four completely different personalities on all the microphones. You know
That's
what I'm
clever,
saying?
Y'all
man.
Definitely
That's
had
smart.
A mixture.
We in your seat, it was a younger gentleman. In the seat here, it was a certified old school player.
Not an old
you
school
know.
Player. Old school player.
And the seat I sat in, you know, I don't hold no punches. I speak my mind. I say whatever.
We welcome that here, though.
Yeah.
Be honest, be yourself.
And then we had the bus driver. You know, he guided us. He took us where we needed to
He's
go.
He's definitely
he kept us
the
there.
Bus driver.
See, but everybody, see, that's why I fuck with you. Hit that bell. That's why I fuck with him, because that could have went over 99% of the people.
Yeah, I ain't gonna get it.
But he saw that. And did we have a conversation about that?
No.
And that's my thing. Like, when the things that we do, and that's the art to podcasting, it's not just the simple things. It's paying attention to little details like that, because you got the perspective of different guys, different people at different stages and different relationships and all types of things. So that's why I tried to make that episode about. It wasn't about bashing women or bashing.
I didn't
hating
take
on
bashing
guys,
from you guys.
But it was just
Hell
about
no.
a great
we,
man.
I love women.
Like, I literally was, we were on vacation, me, my fiance, my stepdad, and my mom. We were literally at the bar watching y'all into my internet, just kind of, you know what I'm saying? So I was checking y'all out, and like I told James, y'all did a good, I didn't get bashing women. I'm a woman, and I talk about how women need to get it together. So
yeah,
that's one thing about me
I thought we was more open as men, you
no,
know,
we
talking
was.
About our
but you know, they
gonna,
when they see that, they gonna think that's what it is until they watch that. No, people who watched it didn't get it, but that's what they was expecting from that.
I did try and get, like, feedback from the people I asked to watch it, and a lot of them was like, oh, I can relate. Like, I felt like you said when you got cheated on, and, you know, like, it was cool.
Yeah, and I asked y'all to be 100%, 110%
and
transparent, and all y'all, I don't ask nobody up here that's not going to be authentic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we not in here with publicists. We not, hey, don't say, like, we not doing that. We are ourselves. So before we get started, I want to ask y'all to do something we've never done up here, but it's been a long week, and trust me and go with it.
Oh, Lord.
So everybody stand up.
What are we standing up
about?
Are
we going to
say a prayer? Oh,
I want to say a prayer.
I'm down with the prayer.
But no, I'm with that for real. Like, because it's been a long week, and I want everybody to understand sometimes when, most of the time, 90% of the time, when you have tough times, you come to the people that you love and you care for and that fuck with you. And you go to the people that with the higher powers, the people that you you know, you strive to be on a journey with them and handle it the way they do. So, dear God, I want to let you know I appreciate all my friends, my family, and I appreciate everybody that's been along on this journey. I appreciate the people that love me. I appreciate you and everything you do. And I ask for you to continuously bless us, work hard, and just always be loyal and dependable and reliable to each other. And just keep a big heart and an open mind. Thank you, God. Amen.
Amen.
But yeah, I did that because, like, it's been a long week. And before we get started, like, it's been a long week. And it's just, like, I'm seeing, like, you know, like we and her talk about, we kind of the same way. Like, we not the most religious people. We more spiritual.
Right. I ain't religious at all.
So, and I know that. And I appreciate that. That's why I really did it in the other guy that I was going. I really did that because that's what I respect about y'all. Because I don't look at it like, oh, you don't mess with this or you don't do this, so I can't support you. I can't understand your perspective. Mm. Because at the end of the day, as much as I have a relationship with God or the higher power or whatever, I didn't actually see him. Like, I've never sat down and talked to him.
Yeah.
So
I've had conversations with people. I'm like, what if you walked into a room and you see me on my knees talking to somebody named Jerome that wasn't there? But I'm like, if you think I was crazy, but if I change his name to Jesus, it's cool. Mm-hmm. Ain't that some shit?
It is. And you gotta and I'm open minded to anything. And it's one of them things where I'm never going to knock somebody for their journey. Because look at it like this. If you don't believe, then that's his job to help you believe. It ain't my job. Mm-hmm. Like, he didn't send me here to convince nobody. My thing is, if I feel you going through something, I say it. Like, the best way I explain to people, and this is simple. Anybody can give parents. You can teach your kid this. This free game. What I tell people is my relationship with God is so strong. I feel like if I'm going through something or a man going through something, let's say you at your worst, like you don't have nothing. I feel like you, as that person who don't believe in God, you just genuinely just think, I'm gonna make it happen. Like, you just say, come up with a plan, I'm gonna do it. I respect that.
Hell yeah, because praying on your knees and wishing for a miracle, that shit don't do it. You got to get up off your shoulders and go make something happen.
That's true.
You got to get your plan together. All right, let me figure out where I went wrong. Let me figure out where I'm trying to go. And let me figure out what I need to do.
Now watch this. The thing is this, and this is why I tell people who believe in that. You right. You can go hard, work two jobs, work three jobs, can do whatever. The difference between you and my God is I have help. I have somebody I can go to. You don't have nobody. So my help can be her helping me, can be a stranger helping me, can be me just hitting the lottery.
I noticed that.
How can you make that happen? Think about it.
But I noticed that anytime something good happens, they give all the praise to Jesus and God.
No, I say good.
Anytime
and bad.
Something bad happens, it's on them. Mm-hmm. So why can't the good be because of you too? Why do you got to give that credit to somebody else? Mm-hmm. That's my thing. You can't say, oh, I'm blessed because this and this keep happening to me and everything in my life is good. I'm so blessed. Things in my life are good, and I'm not religious at all.
That's true.
And it's because I do it.
That work in.
Yeah. And I'm not knocking that. Yeah. And I respect what you're saying. But me, I just feel like it's somebody that drove that car when I was driving home. And I don't know how I got home.
And I like that you said you don't know, because that's the thing that I think make people religious. Mm-hmm. They don't know. And religion give you, no matter which religion you are with, it gives you so many different answers. So it gives you comfort because you like, all right, I got a set of rules and I know where I'm going to end up at.
Yeah.
And that works for me. People are scared of what they don't know. If it's just me when they die, laughing at them, telling them I told you so, they're going to be pissed. They're going to be upset. They're going to be like, damn, ain't no pearly gates. Ain't no. I'm like, shit, everything you like is a sin. That's why you right here with me.
But that's the holy moly, not to cut you off, but that's the holy moly. I live my life like, hey, I made a mistake. It's no different than being in the house with your parents. Me and her can share this. We strive to be great and great kids. We strive to get good grades, be a good kid, have the curfew extend a little more by coming home early here and there. That was our bad. So when I fucked up, it was just like, oh, I'm human. Like, I can do that with God. I don't set out to just break every rule and come to him and say, hey, Holy Father, please forgive me for that. See, I don't do that. I just strive to be great and stay on this lane. And when I make a mistake, I acknowledge I made a mistake, not just to him, but to her or to you. I'm apologize for what I did. I was dicky.
I get you. You're not just in a confessional booth just and asking I'm for living life.
Yeah, I'm not sitting there, oh, I punched him in the face. Holy Father, forgive me. Like, I'm not doing that. Yeah. So that's why those conversations need to happen, because I don't care if I'm holy moly. I don't care if I'm in between. I don't care if I'm at the end. We can still all have room
exactly.
to be that's, each other.
Exactly. Yeah. I definitely agree with that, because people used to tell me all the time, like, oh, you're going to find God and Jesus when you go through something. I'm like, I went to Sunday school every Sunday just like y'all niggas. And I read the book and I had questions that didn't get no answers to.
Yeah.
And I did my own research and shit didn't happen to me. You know, I got into a motorcycle accident on the freeway coming from Nikki's downtown. Like, I should have got ran over 12 times.
Yeah.
So you telling me the person is not religious didn't happen and it didn't guide me towards no religion afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
So what that should tell you, because a lot of people kept waiting for that. Something going to happen to you and you're going to run to it. That shit happened to me. And I was like, let me call my auntie so she can come see if I'm straight, because she's been a nurse for 20 years. I didn't be like, let me go give Creflo Dollar some Tides.
But watch this, though. That's typically how it goes. The person who least believes or follows him, that's the person he helped the most. Like, me and her could be like, prayer every day, last dollar here, lady, here you go, here you go. We could be striving to be perfect, going off on people on church. Hey, man, wash your hands, wear your mask, you ain't eating the dinners. Like, we can do that every week. But he still gonna love you and work with you a little more.
I mean, I get how shit don't work the way it's supposed to, because I'm a car guy. I take good care of my car, but some women don't. They don't check their oil, they don't do no tires. And their car just run forever.
Yeah.
And me, I'll take care of mine and I'll wake up and I got to go do some shit and it be fucked up. And I'll be like, damn.
Cars be messing up on women too.
Rarely. Well, y'all get to just drive. Y'all keep them smelling good. Y'all keep
Well, they been changing your clothes in a back year.
There. Yeah. Not a year.
Man, look, I know women. they ain't changing it when they're supposed to.
That's like, definitely a thing with women.
Yeah. How many women have blew out a motherfucker?
Yeah, I've heard of it before. Yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah.
Motherfucker, look at that dipstick. That motherfucker drying
got no oil on it.
Look at the sticker in the window. That bitch was a year ago.
Yeah. Like, how is this bitch moving?
But, like I said, somebody like me, I'm taking care of mine, and it'll just... So, I just think it ain't no rhyme or reason to anything. You know what I'm saying? Even if you go beyond, like, the religious part, I believe in positive and negative energy.
But that's the key. See, but that's another thing he don't get credit for. He don't get credit. See, and I had to learn this because I watched these. I can honestly say this changed my life. This made me a different person. And if you want to be a better person, if you strive to be better, listen to those inspirational motivational videos on YouTube. Listening to those every day would change your damn life. And what they do is they say, oh, no, this is an inspirational motivation. But you always hear something from the Bible. You always hear they just taking his name off of it and they saying that. Mm-hmm. So you got to look at it like this. You're blessed because you do all the things he wants us to do. You're a great person. You cool. You work hard. You don't blame nobody. You respectful. You ain't out here killing people. You work hard, get your money, do what you got to do, and you cool. You sane. You had a dope mom, and you great. So you doing everything right. Why would he punish you?
Well, I would say, like I always say, so since we're talking about God rewarding and punishing, I feel like for me, I've experienced a lot of great pain and loss earlier in life.
Me too.
So for me, I learned as a child how to be the person that I lead it up to be who I am today. And I always say I'm still a work in progress. I believe everybody has a season. Now, your season may come as a child, adolescent years, or adult. I feel like everybody is divine order. You know what I'm saying? As an individual, you are determined which route you're going to go in life. Like, for me, people always be like, oh, you walk around like you don't have no worries. If I sat out here and told you about my worries and my ups, my downs, my rounds and rounds, I just keep pushing. You know what I'm saying? I believe in a higher power, but I also understand that it takes me to make the outcome of my life to be what I want it to be. So when I talk about that, like for me, like I say this all the time, a few years ago, I was so stressed out. I had felt the lowest I've ever felt in my life, literally. I had to make a conscious decision to go seek help, not from my mother, who I trust with every inch of me. At that time, I was single. I didn't have a boyfriend, nobody I could talk to. And it was just like, I went to a therapist and sat with somebody to help me understand what's going on with me. Yeah. And like I said, I went every Wednesday. And sometimes I would tell my mom, and sometimes I would just go. I made it an effort to sit down with somebody to go through and do the work to undercover what's wrong with me.
What was the final straw that made you go? Like, made you felt like crap.
Like, it seemed like everything and everybody around me was just like, I don't, like, it was a bit of like a little bit of depression. I was in school, working. I felt overwhelmed, overexhausted. Everything, it was just coming at me left and right. So it put me into a state of mind where I was just like, look, I'm about to check out on everybody. I didn't like the person that I was becoming. I was upset. I was angry. And then I was allowing people to fester in my life that shouldn't have been there. So for me, as a matter of fact, I was dating a guy. I was dating a guy that was mess. It was all over the place. My work life was like a regular 9-to-5. I was starting a master's program for school, and that had me stressed out. So it was just a lot of things. And then also, I had just lost my father. Like, I always tell people, my father passed when me and him were starting to get to know each other and build a relationship. So I felt like we had unfinished business. So that hit me. I'm in school. I got this going on. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing everything that I feel is going to put me in a position to better myself in life. But it seemed like everything I did took me back. I didn't have people around me other than like my mom. But my mom, like I always say, I don't put the bearings or burdens on my mother. I don't feel like it's her responsibility to be responsible for me as an adult. So I don't always run to my mom about things. It's a lot of battles I fight on my own. So I just felt like I was overloaded. And then also I went to see a therapist because I wanted to heal from that childhood trauma that I experienced, because that's where it starts. And a lot of people don't allow themselves to heal.
That's true.
You are a child and you're going through a lot of mental things. You become a parent and you pass that on to your kids.
Yep.
And that's not good.
Yeah.
So I always said, before I have kids or before I get married, I want to be mentally stable so that I can be that wife and that mother that I want to be to my child. My mom, she didn't get that chance. She had me very young. She had nobody. And I say this all the time because I watched her. Even to this day, I'm going to always tip my hat off to my mother because I've never met a woman like her in my life. This woman is a good woman. She don't complain. She don't harp on the past. She just do what she got to do and she keep it moving. So that was a good example for me. So I went to therapy and I spoke and I sat down every week on Wednesday evening and talked to somebody that didn't know me, had no, he couldn't make no, he was an older man.
Mm-hmm.
So he couldn't, he didn't know me. He don't know where, he didn't know anything about me, my past, my current, my history, nothing. So he was able to talk to me and really get me to open up and see the things that I needed to heal with me. Because I'm like, yeah, I want to be a wife. But to be a wife, I got to be mentally okay within myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I did the work. And I always tell people, you got to take accountability. So people always talking about God. He, oh, God, they call on God. No, call on yourself. Mm-hmm. You got to make the change within yourself. Yes. Like people, I mean, I have a strong relationship with God. And I know he's real. And I always say, I feel like I got some magical somebody watching my back. Because I done been through hell and back, literally, on a steamboat. Okay?
A steamboat. Story.
Yes.
Like, how did he make it?
And I'm still standing here today. And my life, like, people look at me like, you act like you don't got no worry in the world. If I sat here and wrote down my troubles and my worries, we'll be here all day. But what I do know that you have to work at the things that you want in life. Like, my relationship with God is what keeps me going and gives me the strength. But it's also me that I got to. God is not here to save you from everything. You know what I mean? He's not there to save you.
Yeah.
He's here to guide you.
He's not triple A.
Yeah. Like, is that the thing? Like, people think that every time it's something bad happened, let me pray. You got to learn how to praise him when things are good. Because let me tell you, when they good, that's when you better be on your knees praying and thanking them. Not just when it's bad.
I think it's dope that you were mentally conscious enough to go want to talk to somebody, because I think a lot of people need to and don't.
Yeah.
Why are we so against it? But finish what you're saying.
It's weird because a lot of people don't even value. Like she said, she had people in her life she could have talked to, but she was like,
no. They was toxic and disturbed and all messed up. Yeah. So what advice could they have given me? You know what I mean? Sometimes the people around you can't help you.
Yeah.
So they can't help you.
And she mentioned him not knowing her or nothing about her. Yeah. So she got an unbiased opinion about her.
Yes.
And that's how he was able to assess it and you know, address helping her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think that's dope. And I think a lot more people need to do that. And I'm glad she brought that up and she mentioned it. Yeah. Like, that's what's up.
Because how many times you hear that shit?
Yeah. Like, I tell people all the time. Like, this
never.
That's why she in that seat. Because you don't hear women actually say, I need to get help. No. I need to fix this. I need to do this.
Most of them point the finger. And they blame.
It's your fault. Girl, let me tell you what he did. He doing this. Mm-hmm. He doing that. Okay. Us men know. If it's something that we did, we know what we did.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't take her out.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I cheated. Yeah. Oh, I did this, and I got caught up. I was stupid. So we, when we make mistakes, we like, okay, I got to fix this. I got to do this. I got to do that.
Yeah.
But it's like it should be the same way because if you mess up, I don't just want to hear. Like, I watched the video, and it was on TikTok, and this girl, this guy, crazy shit. He surprises his girl. Okay. He leaves out the house like at like 10 or 11 o'clock. So he like, babe, I'm about to go. So no, I don't think he told her. He just left or whatever.
I gotta get TikTok.
So look, so he left and he went to go get some cakes for her birthday. The surprise.
No, their anniversary.
Yeah, for their anniversary. So he going to get the cakes and trying to make a whole surprise thing.
And meanwhile, she mad like, oh, it's our anniversary and he just going to dip out and go off somewhere.
He cheating.
He cheating.
She busts the car window out. So then she comes to him.
So just off of the fact that he left out.
Oh, it get better. It get better.
Because she go through his phone and see
half
a woman texting him saying, come get these cakes.
So look.
First of all, I'm not going to do no
phone. No, first of all, this is the craziest shit about it. If you read the come get these cakes, why didn't you finish the message?
Because all she saw was cakes. Yeah, come get these cakes.
She never went up through and seen that it was a baker what it was for.
So
none of that.
She went out there. He come. What the fuck is you doing? Oh, I bust your window while you was doing this. You knew what you was doing.
Yeah, you was acting funny the whole day. And you was acting weird.
I left because I was trying to surprise you. She like, no, I know what these chicks need with the cakes. Go get the cake. He like, look at the front seat.
happy anniversary cake sitting right on the front floor.
So she come back.
This was his wife or girlfriend?
This is girlfriend.
And the fact that he even give you an anniversary as a girlfriend, and you act, girl, you ain't never going to be wife.
Hit the bell, man.
This be the problem.
So look, so let me finish the story. So he like, why would you do that? I be here all the time kicking it with you. I just left for 2 hours. But you normally don't do that.
Yeah.
Hit the bell, Charlie. Like, okay, so if I normally don't do that and I do it one time, that didn't strike in your head that let me do more investigating or let me just trust this good dude I got. Mm. So he like, why did you do? Well, you left early and you never do that.
Right.
And
you didn't. You acting out of character.
I thought you forgot about the anniversary. I never told you in the mail that I forgot about the anniversary. So
I'm just saying,
tell her,
like,
take the phone. He like, read more of the messages.
She felt dumb as hell.
She felt dumb. But, so it say, yeah, this is Betty at the bakery.
But crazy does not get the man.
So the whole caption was, should he stay? But should he go?
Go. Bye, finito. Girl, bye. Let me tell you something.
We like and ignore those, though.
Yeah. Bust a window,
if
though.
If you're being honest.
Yeah. Because I'm the type of woman, like, I'm not busting a window because you're going to have to pay for a window where you could just be doing something for me with that money you wasting on repairing a window.
What I meant when I said that is it'd be a lot of relationships where one of your female friends might be calling you like, come on, we about to go. I know where he at and I know what he doing. He with a chick and we about to go pull up on him. And those type of relationships seem to last.
And they be the friends that go right back to their man while you out here
having no friends. Like
them be the type of friends that go right back home to their man while you out here manless because you done acted a fool.
And relatives too, where you might get the call of, hey, he put his hands on me, but you about to stay with him.
But did you? So my mom always told me not to put my hands on people. You know, you don't just hit people and put your hands on people. Mm. Like, I have brothers and I have a sister, so I always say this. I'm on both sides of the spectrum. Like, women have a problem with thinking they can just go and vandalize men's property, put your hands on a man. But, like, what gives you the audacity to put your hands on somebody else's child? Would you want somebody putting their hands on your child? Mm. So that's how I look like women. And then just a whole little TikTok video. So you're a girlfriend and he's giving you happy anniversary. Women that are wives don't even get happy anniversary exactly. sometimes. Right. So the fact that he's even doing that as exactly. a boyfriend.
Two cakes.
And why are you going one. Through his phone? Like, yeah. why are you doing that? Because sometimes you go looking for stuff and you find it. Yeah, but
never get you a reason.
Women are crazy.
He
like,
never get you a
that's
reason.
That's the problem. Like, I'm not here to bash women. I'm really here to spread some of what I feel like the problem is. Women think that they can go out and just act belligerently crazy, and that's unattractive.
Yeah, I think yeah. I think in this current yeah. generation, it's a sense of entitlement.
It's not just this generation, though.
Women feel like, give us the world, and we get to do whatever we want.
Now, hold on. I want the world. Nah. Now, don't get it confused with the two. Nah, I want the world, and I want it. But I believe that a woman's, you get more bees with honey. You know what I'm saying? So, but I, like I said, I had to go and seek the help to understand how to right. attract the honey. And women think that if they act crazy, that they got the power. That men run from that.
Crazy make me
yes.
say bye.
Yes. Bye-bye. And yeah. it really bye-bye. Does. Like acting crazy. And yeah. it's making you look like a fool, because if you're going to be right with the man, women don't leave. They act crazy and want to stay. That make you look mm-hmm. like the fool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if I, yeah. yeah. And I remember when I got out of character before, I felt so stupid. I ain't never bust no windows. So I always feel like I'm going to hurt my hand or something if I just, like.
You start thinking yeah. too much about it.
I'm like a girly girl. Like, I'm a feminine woman. Like, I'm right. a girly girl. So I always think, like, I'm not messing up these nails.
Look, let me ask both of y'all this. Yeah. Do y'all think women pick and choose who they do that stuff to?
Yes.
Because I think they do.
They definitely know who they can and can't get away with that shit with.
You just hit it dead on.
They know the repercussions that come yeah. with, if I do this to Rick, this is what's
right
going to happen. If I do
now.
This to Mike, this mm-hmm. is what's going
to
happen.
I would say women tend to act out on men that they feel like ain't nobody got his back.
For example, a female know, like, you could stab me before you mess with my car.
What?
Don't
like, wait, hold on.
Me or my possessions.
Hold on, what, stab?
I yeah, what women saying. Women stab yeah. niggas they love, but.
Yeah.
But that's not love. That's insane.
No, I'm just
love
saying, like.
Toxic love.
Yeah,
that's
it's toxic
crazy.
Love.
I've been hurt to my core before, and I did not want to do anything but see my ex go.
I mean, that's your personality.
Let's play devil. Hold on, let's play devil's advocate. Let's bring it to this. Imagine having that man baby. Or you was married to this dude and y'all just got married. Y'all
yeah,
knew me with.
The dynamics add
the dynamics change.
My mom was 19 when she had me. My daddy ain't never bought me and did nothing for me. You know what my mama did? She got me got the hell on. So these women use those excuses. A kid,
she
okay.
set a standard.
So
she set a standard.
I will say mm-hmm. this again. A child is made from having sex, which is a pleasurable thing, right? It's
yes.
an activity. We'll call it a sport.
It should be. It better be.
So unless it's not consensual.
We are not calling it a sport.
No, it's a sport.
Unless it's not consensual, you have to have a male part and a lady part yeah. to make a baby. So that yeah. baby is just as much your responsibility as it is that man's. Mm-hmm. Women act like they don't understand that whole little anatomy of how a child is created. So modern women in today's society use children as pawns.
Of course.
And they do. That'll and I'm going to just call a spade a spade. Yeah. A child is not for you to get back at the dead. It's not for you to get financial gain in life. Because to be honest, back in the day, my mom wasn't getting these perks that these women get now.
Yeah,
they got these kids.
I currently yeah. know women that do it like, oh, he don't want me no more, so I'm going to put him on
but
child support.
But so what? Oh, and that's okay.
And that's my way of getting back at him.
If he's on child support.
But he's already taking care of the kids. So you're just doing that being spiteful.
Part. But if you put this man on child support, be doing something for this child with that child support.
Fuck no, they don't.
Never happens.
That's the thing. Like,
that never happens.
I'm not against child support. What I am against women not taking properly care of these children they get support
yeah,
for.
Yeah, you see these women, they yeah. be on all the trips yeah. without their kid.
Bodies looking
like, damn, you
up
don't think
good.
Your kid want to go to Tulum? You don't think you want to go
well,
to
Tulum?
Well,
hold on. Nah, I ain't taking baby boo. I'm not taking babies to Tulum. Me and daddy going
to
Tulum.
You
want to
go to Disney?
That is not a family trip.
You right. I just used that as an example.
we talk about this all the time. We understand that. the kids and family time is that, but I need my man and he needs his woman.
I can't wait to have
a and you going to wait. Mom, we, I'm no, talking.
She a G. She gonna be like.
I love kids with all my.
Them
kids. But they need to go somewhere. I believe that mommy and daddy need their time. Them kids can't always be in the mix.
Right. And I grew up in that generation too, to where, you know, our generation, our parents would leave us at home while they went.
Hell yeah.
My mama done went on a cruise and left me at home before. She didn't want.
They complained about
all over America.
Don't touch the door.
You ain't got to answer the phone until I call. I'm going to call on Wednesday at 8 o'clock. Like,
I'm going to knock five times when I get back.
Microwave this Salisbury steak. You know, when you get hungry.
But in this generation, men are stepping up, and the men are really stepping up to be dads. Like in my generation, when I was growing up in the 80s and 90s, these daddies was out.
Yeah.
Now, you guys, I know some really good fathers. Like Jay, I always say, men are stepping up, and I'm not, I would never sit here and bash a woman because I'm a woman first, but it's just the fact you got to call a spade a spade. Like, it don't be adding up to me. Like, y'all got so many resources and assistance and people helping you, like, support system. My mom ain't had no support system. She had herself, a few people, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So she ain't had nobody to save her. She had to save herself and also take care of y'all. So I just get tired of hearing women complaining all the time. Like, what you want? Like, you getting it? This man is paying you child support. He's taking care of his kid, but you still causing havoc and you being petty. Like, when, like, you have to understand, when a man is not your man anymore, he's still that child's father. He don't owe you nothing.
Hate that bitch.
Yeah.
Like, that's my thing with women, because it's like you breaking yourself down mentally and emotionally worried about this man. If a man don't want to be with you, let him go. Like, that's a man or a woman. I don't understand it.
You can't even play with me like that. I'm tired of you.
I just get so tired of hearing about it. Like,
because that go both ways. Yeah. I don't agree with. Just like she was talking about the toxic side of women, I don't agree with men stalking women.
No, please don't stalk me.
Walk away.
Yes, because that's a turn off. Yeah. It's a turn off.
She want to leave. You want to put your hands on her and all that.
Walk away.
If a man,
they outnumber us. It's way more of them than it is us.
Well, I would say this: it's toxic, men and women. But it just seemed like
that's true.
All you hear nowadays is women complaining, and it's like, what more do you want? Like, you're getting broke off.
Yeah.
If this man is doing what he's supposed to do as a dad, his responsibility is not to take care of you, the kid.
I blame social media. I think social media then made what women expectations are so high that.
But you ain't bringing them to the table, girl.
That they don't.
See, but that is the thing. And see, the thing is life is all about substance. What am I bringing? What am I doing?
If you ask women, they going to say, I'm going to have sex with them all the time. I'm gonna look good.
Count. Everybody can do that. Everybody can do that.
Right. But
if that's in your top five, then.
I guarantee you, if you ask 10 women, they all going to put those in their top five.
No. What in the top five? Like, they going
to
put what?
Sex, looking good, and being there to support them. Those three things.
Well, I feel like that, a man is.
Men don't even need, like
half of that shit. Yeah.
I feel like a man is supposed to be a provider, sex, though.
We don't need y'all for shit else.
Well, y'all do. Hold on now. Y'all wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for a woman.
Which is what I said. We need y'all to reproduce. For that's sure.
Yeah, more. Hold on.
But we don't need y'all for anything else.
No, V. Think about what we're saying.
Tell me what we need y'all for. You don't need.
So you gonna sit here and tell me that y'all absolutely don't need a woman for nothing?
Tell me what I need them for besides reproducing.
They ain't one thing.
Right.
Because we. No.
We don't need y'all to hunt. We don't get us food. We don't need y'all to provide.
We can get food.
We don't need y'all to build nothing. We build everything.
Would you get here if it wasn't for women?
Which is why I said we need
y'all. So you don't think a woman going through.
I mentioned reproduce. That was it.
Well, let's just talk about it. First of all these. Who is these men y'all talking about? Because it's a lot of men that can't even take care of themselves. It's a lot of men that's living.
Right. It's a lot of beta men that need a woman guidance. True. But. If it wasn't a woman around, he'd still get by. He'd just be at the bottom of the totem pole.
So you wouldn't have no sex. You wouldn't have no. How would you reproduce? Who you gonna have to help?
That's the only.
I said sex would be. Sex.
I mean, y'all got a point with protection, but it's a lot of men that can't even protect.
No, the reason why we're saying this is because of this. This is what we're saying. Mm-hmm. How many guys you know are good fathers and take care of Hold on. Let me finish. Like, they take care of responsibility. They wash clothes. They clean their house.
Washing clothes.
They pay their bills.
Is the food good? Is the clothes clean?
Yeah, they do all.
Y'all fold them clothes? Or y'all just leave them in the clothes bag?
No, on Sundays is cleanup day. I play Anita Baker and I fold the clothes up.
But I don't really, like, to be honest, I think y'all misconstruing what I'm saying. Like, I'm talking about women and how they be tripping on these baby daddies. But also, I understand that women go, no, hold on. I'm on, like, I understand the relevance of a woman. Like, I believe that I hold men accountable. I think men should be providers. Y'all should. Yeah. Definitely.
I agree with that.
Absolutely.
Every man.
That's natural.
A woman to me, a woman should be that homemaker. That homemaker, that means you taking care of things at home. And it ain't necessarily mean you taking care of a house full of kids. That means if that man is going out, taking care of business, providing for you, you should be his safe haven. But that's the natural order of how things should be in a perfect world.
But it depends.
We talked about this in the car.
Finances. It talk about that's our income, both of our income. Because if I can afford for you to just be home, Betty, then you could be Betty. But my thing is, in this day and age, and me and my brothers was just having this conversation with my pops. I told my brother this probably around 2000 something. I said, look, man, we getting to the point where it ain't no more. The man just pay for everything, and the woman don't work.
Hell no, those was back in the day standards.
And the woman gotta work. So then it got to that point, and he said, "Damn, bro, you was right. You do need two incomes."
Yeah.
Now it's getting to the point. If you winning and you trying to take your life to the next level, one income ain't enough no more. You need a second hustle.
We just talked about that. I just made that statement earlier where I feel like this world is not set up for you to be a single.
Yeah, so
and I'm all for the independent woman. But let's go back to what y'all. We gonna hold on as far as what y'all need us for, because y'all not about to do that.
Well,
who's the one stuttering?
I'm not stuttering.
Come up with shit.
You said it like you had a lot of
because
shit.
Because y'all
here
trying to say that y'all don't need us,
on
and
your
that's
answer.
Fine. The sun will set because
I like your effort.
It ain't no effort.
Okay, well let's get that
because y'all wouldn't even be here without a woman. So first and foremost, y'all talk about y'all good. For one, being a good father, you should be.
Being a good mother.
No, hold on. Let me speak because I let y'all. Being a good mother and being a good father, that should be a given. So I'm not finna salute and take my hats off. So you have a kid, you should be a good parent.
No, I want your answer.
But you talking about folding clothes, washing clothes,
cooking, I wanted to hear your answer on what you said that it was other reasons why we needed a woman.
If a woman didn't exist in this world, you just gonna be in a world full of men. So y'all just gonna be a world full of men.
You're not asking about preference.
I mean, that's what you said. You don't need us enough.
That's not our preference.
I feel like y'all trying to double team me.
No, we not.
I'll be shaped.
No, because I know you. You are strong. You a soldier.
Yeah, but I'm also on both sides of the spectrum. I'm not trying to win a battle. I'm just saying that's BS. You're not finna sit up here and say that y'all don't need us for just reproduction.
But we
reproducing.
But we asked you.
Like we a damn assembly line just dropping babies off.
But we asked you for other stuff and
I don't gotta say what y'all. Y'all know what y'all need us for.
Hit the bell. It's all right.
Shit.
We can move out.
Right.
But no,
I ain't gotta say what
she helped prove my point.
Yeah. I didn't prove nothing. You here because of a woman.
Women, she fought.
You here
for
your existence is because of a woman
sitting in that chair.
Stretched her body out, went through all kind of ups and downs.
Yeah, all the stuff Tupac said and keep your head.
We ain't talking about Tupac.
We made a lot of songs about y'all.
Right.
But no, we on this podcast love women. But all we saying is, and ladies, this is what we saying for y'all run away.
Don't run away, ladies.
This is what I'm saying. We as men have elevated and raised our standards. We heard y'all play TLC and blast that shit.
Yeah, but y'all ain't
and
all.
And we said, I ain't about to be no scrub.
But it's still, it's still scrubs out here.
No, but let it be y'all get inspired by some shit. And
inspire
y'all
us, give us something to inspire.
No, why do I need to motivate you? You motivate yourself. I heard
and that's
scrubs.
True. I just feel like men, y'all complain, but pick better women.
When scrubs came
pick
out,
a better quality of woman.
Men don't get to pick the way women do. A woman can walk into a club and take home. Any man she want. You know,
but is it a quality man that you taking home?
That's regardless. That doesn't matter.
No, it's
matter.
Not regardless.
It is. It don't matter.
Every woman ain't going for quality.
A woman can walk into a club and take home any man she see. Men don't have that option. We can't just walk into a room.
So y'all just take
a
half and y'all can get it? Is
some
what you're saying?
Some men do. I'm not saying me. I got, certain shit
we
that
know
I require.
Your views. We had a conversation for 10 minutes and you told me exactly how you feel.
That's another podcast and that was one subject, but we'll talk about
y'all
that another time.
Y'all tried to
double team
today.
We did not,
I'm going to let y'all have this one, but I'm coming back with full ammo.
Yeah, go research it.
Get you some help, Dex.
Yeah. I did the work for me. I'm on my way to where I want to be. So I'm just out here. The women out here need to deal with y'all. I'm not in that spectrum anymore. Okay, I have.
Yeah, you got a whole fiance.
I'm on my way to be a missus. So I didn't dealt with y'all. The dating life, the single men, and the bullshit. I've been there, done that. Yeah. Okay, so I feel sorry for y'all, ladies. Y'all hear this? They only want y'all for reproducing.
No.
That's not all we want y'all for.
We appreciate you guys because we need y'all for somebody to come home and have our
clean
peace.
It on up.
No, we clean.
Oh, we bring peace.
Some of y'all.
Did I hear peace? Oh, y'all need us to bring peace.
What I'm saying is this: it's nice to come home to somebody that's supportive, is, loving, though. Encouraging, and yeah. supportive and caring.
It is.
That's important. So the thing is, we're not saying we don't need women, but we saying we as men have took the challenge and went to the next level and started doing more around the house, more as far as business, more as far as therapy, more as understanding and trying to communicate. So I just want our props for us. Like, we not saying y'all don't do that, but go to the therapist like you did.
Well, y'all need to
don't
go
to Kiki. Kiki been lonely for 10 years.
Well, men need therapists, too.
Yeah,
Kiki bouncing around
on
me.
It goes for both.
And
really
guys, if you sleeping on the couch and you don't want to do nothing and you mentally messing with this girl here, you sick, my brother. Get seek some help. Like, I'm team man on here.
Sitting
but,
on the couch.
But this is my thing. And I'm going to say this with men, because this ain't no men bashing. All my guys know I stand up. Mm-hmm. But we got to make sure we leaders, we got to make sure we making sure these babies straight. We got to make sure we providing. We got to make sure our women are strong and confident and beautiful and successful. We got to make sure we giving back to not only our house, but other houses and caring about other people than ourselves. So when we being selfish and we hurting this woman, she's hurting other people, and now she got to go to work and be asshole to the person that work with her, and she walking around with that bad energy around her, that's on us.
Yeah.
And if we want to change the narrative and join the other dudes like us who winning and being great dads, you got to get off that couch. You got to stop driving her car and get your car. It's okay if you got to do your thing, catch the bus for a minute. I'm the man. Look, buses, Ubers, whatever, walking.
Ladies.
You got to do what you got to do. But my thing is, it's always a step to bounce back to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Every man take a step back, but you got to take two steps to jump forward. You got to work hard if you got to do whatever you got to do. I worked in a place making $7 an hour to hustle to make sure my sons were straight.
Mm-hmm.
And I caught the bus all the way to the west side to bring them my last 20 to walk back to be in a house where it was cold. And I walked to a place that was cold to work produce and had people yelling. And I had to check the motherfucker like, hey, look, bro. I know my circumstance. I know I'm making $7.25. But whoa, brother, I'm better than $7.25.
Don't talk to me like that.
I would choke the shit out of you. And when I say, dog, look, and he said, finish working what you doing.
Yeah.
And walked back. And ever since he came back over there, and people was like, nah, man, this man cool. Like, he a different dude. Like, he would slap you. And then these people didn't even know me. I only worked with them for like a month.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just one of them things. I'm strong enough to do what I gotta do to get to where I need to be. I'ma always make sure the kids and my babe and everybody straight. That's a hustler. I don't gotta sell keys. I don't gotta flip keys and do all this. I can do it the legit way, the smart way. Well, I don't have to look over my back. Because honestly, I promise I would be the man. I would be ghosted selling drugs. But I don't want to look over my back.
And
you're
going
go
to jail.
I'm not going to jail.
You don't want your kids to
go to jail. It's not an option. First of all, I don't like nobody telling me when to go to sleep. It ain't no cooch around.
Well, you just said.
I can't eat good food.
Hold on. Did you just say you can't go to jail because ain't no cooch? But you just said y'all don't know what y'all need women for?
I'm not. I don't want. I can't. I don't have to protect my booty.
So clearly we all need us for the cooch,
right?
Do
you
got to
protect your booty at home? Like, do you got to be like, hey, stop.
But I'm saying, you saying y'all don't need
prison.
Women.
No, well, in prison, you need a woman.
Oh, only under certain circumstances.
Busting Betty is a dime in prison. So, prison,
like I said,
you
lady,
need a lot of different stuff in prison.
I'm not about to do
about to wrap it up. Let me thank you guys for joining us. And I appreciate
y'all. Already?
Yeah, yeah. I want to give a quick shout out, man. Yeah, because
y'all was being mean to me today. Y'all trying to double team me. Just proved no, and y'all ain't proved no point.
No, you used to be right, and you be on point with your
shit. No, it ain't about being right.
It ain't right.
She wasn't ready.
You tried to hold him down. I get it. You team woman, you team independent, but that's a battle you could win.
I'm team right.
Like, if you told us, it ain't no man sleeping on the couch, we can't dance around that. Like, we heard the song. We see some of our homeboys is doing that. So, no, certain battles, you just can't win.
Salute to the women that's letting them do it, because it would not be me.
But shout out to my man, Tom Mitch. We work together, and he got big things coming, and he going to be up here soon to talk about the big things he got. Keep doing your thing, man. Real respect, real. Mm. I want to shout out my brother, my pops, for our breakfast we had the other day when me and my brother afterwards talked about seeking therapy and doing therapy and just what the direction we want to send our family on and stuff we want to talk to our other brothers about. I want to say shout out to Cha-Cha and May with Eatery with Love for food. I tried some of her food. It was real good. And y'all know how I feel about food. I already thank God. Already thank your mom and your sisters. Oh, check the Rick James doc out if y'all haven't seen it. Please.
What is
I promise.
It?
What is it on?
Rick
it
James on? Documentary. It's on Showtime.
Showtime, okay.
I promise. That shit is beautiful. Rick you James. Will love it. That shit is going to give you every feeling ever. You going to say, fuck Rick. I love Rick. Man, that motherfucker bad. How did he do that?
Oh, good. Shit. I have to check
God
it
bless
out.
Rick. Yeah. It's beautiful. Like, watch that shit as soon as possible. The Team CD Tims, that CD fire. It's only 5 songs. And we'll talk about everything else later. I wanted to talk about that Karen Civil. Remind me to talk about that later. Hmm. Just a topic on that. We got to talk about that. And
I'm hip to that.
And
that's
it. And then next week, we're going to have surprises, man. So you'll be back
in
November, but you might be sooner than that because next week is our 25th episode.
Yeah.
Hit that bell. And I'm glad because this guy right here been a supporter from day one.
Like a real supporter,
though. And a real one.
Yeah, I actually watched the episodes I'm not on.
Yeah, people, that's what's up. I appreciate
if you
want to
come up here, we want real relationships. This my guy for real. This ain't just up here to do nothing for us. He ain't promoting nothing. He don't got a mixtape out. He ain't in no porn. He ain't in no DVD. Nothing. But I'm just saying.
My OnlyFans might be coming.
But he's just here. But he here to show love. So we appreciate everybody that's been showing love. Yeah. We appreciate Randy. We appreciate Taylor.
Hey, I had fun again.
We had fun today.
We had a good time. Yeah. But thank you, Podcast Detroit. Detroit Shipping. Thank you to everybody, the team. Thank you guys so much. Thank you to you. You did a great job last week. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Cassie, again. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Maya, again. Thank you, Taylor, again.
Yes.
The women
thank
did their thing, man.
We did ladies' night, you know?
Ladies' night.
That was ladies' night.
Yeah, but thank you, guys. And make sure you have a great week. Stay positive. Get up off your ass. Do something to make your family and everybody proud of you. And
that's what's up.
Keep God first, even if you don't think God exists.
See you guys next week. Thank you. Have a good week.
Have a good week. Peace.
Bye.